Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Today, eat Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Super as in Superman.
Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal, presents The Adventures of Superman.
Today, as Superman searches for young Ronnie Thomas, whom he believes is on a freight train, an excited track walker rushes into the railroad telegraph office in Mayville, a few miles south of Metropolis.
Hey, Joe, there's somebody locked in the refrigerator car on that long freight that went through here a few minutes ago, going south.
Are you kidding?
Heck no, I'm serious.
Holy smoke.
You gotta get a wire to the conductor telling him about that guy.
Well, I can't get a wire to him before they reach Benson City. It's more than 50 miles from here.
Holy smokes. By that time, the poor guy in the refrigerator car may be dead.
Say, gather round, you Pep Photo fans. Get set for a collector's scoop.
Sure, because we're announcing a brand new photo series to add to your collection. Photos of 18 brilliant radio and sports stars. A different set of candid camera-sized photos to collect.
What's more, these actual glossy photos are yours as a prize. An exclusive prize in every package of Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal.
Just think, exciting photos of 18 top-notch stars in the radio and sports world. For example, there's Kay Kaiser, the old musical professor, and Bob Waterfield, the great quarterback of the Los Angeles Rams, and Sam Snead, the golf champion, plus many others, a whole new different series.
Remember, get your photo in this new series from every package of Pep, those catchy flakes of whole wheat. Yes, flakes that show you at the very first taste just how good a cereal can be.
That's Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Super as in Superman.
And now, the adventures of Superman. Frightened because he had lost a dollar belonging to his father on a punch board, young Ronnie Thomas borrowed the money from a hoodlum, who then forced the youngster to participate in a robbery. Ronnie was caught and arrested. Fearing he would be sent to reform school, Ronnie ran away, leaving a note which said nobody would ever see him again. But about 2 hours later, his spaniel dog led reporters Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen to a railroad freight yard. Believing the panic-stricken boy had left town on a freight train, Kent learned that 6 freights had left the yard within the past hour and a half. So, resuming his true identity of Superman, he took to the air to overtake and search the trains for the runaway boy.
Ronnie wasn't on either of those 2 freights headed east. Now there are 2 more going south and 2 going west. I'll have a look at the southbound ones first. Away!
Look, in that car just ahead. A boy! Great Scott, it's Rock! And he's locked in a refrigerator car. Down! Down! Now, force this door open like this. There we are. Okay, Ronnie. That's right, son. All right, now you'll be safe home in just a few minutes. Up with you, boy. There we are. Now, here we go. Up and away!
Mr. Thomas, how is Ronnie?
He'll be fine by morning, Superman. All he needed was food and rest, the doctor said.
Good.
You saved my son's life. I don't know how to thank you.
Oh, don't try, Mr. Thomas. I'm glad I could be of service.
Superman. Gosh, is it really you?
Well, certainly.
Gee. Thanks. I didn't deserve to be saved.
Oh, nonsense, son. You made a mistake, that's all. Everyone does sometimes. The important thing is to learn a lesson and not make the same mistake again. Also, remember, never to run away from things, because that only makes it worse.
I know that now.
Good for you. Next time you get in a jam, go straight to your folks. Give them a chance to understand.
I will. My dad and I, we had a long talk, and, well, I'll never be afraid to tell him anything again.
That's the stuff. Oh, just one thing more, Ronnie. Your hearing is scheduled for tomorrow. Would you be there?
Yes, sir. I did wrong, and I... Well, I'll take my medicine.
Good boy. Keep your chin up. Maybe it won't be as bad as you think.
Ronnie, the court feels that you've been punished enough for what you've done in your own heart. You say that so?
Yes, sir, I have.
Believe me, sir, I know he has.
But the law requires that I do something because what you did was wrong. Therefore, I'm going to...
Oh, no, Judge, please.
Reform school?
No, Ronnie. No, I'm going to place you on probation.
Thank heavens.
You're paroled in the custody of your father. You'll be free to attend school and go as you please. But you will be under the jurisdiction of the court for at least 6 months. And you will have to report regularly to the probation officer.
Oh, gosh. Golly. Thanks, Judge. Thanks.
Hello, Kent.
Why, hello, Chief. Matter, things get dull at City Hall?
No, I want to...
Just wanted to get yourself a smell of printer's ink, huh?
Oh, cut it out, son. I'm here on city business.
Oh, really? Well, we're honored.
Now, look, this is no time for kidding. We've got Joe Solitaire on the run now, and we can't let up until we drive him and his dirty punchboard racket out of Metropolis.
Right. Now, why doesn't the state legislature pass that bill you drew up to make punchboards illegal?
Because they need a couple of firecrackers under their chairs to wake them up. And we're going to plant those firecrackers.
I'm listening, Chief.
Well, now, first, I want you to give this Ronnie Thomas matter a big play in the Planet.
Well, I've
Splash
already...
it all over page one. Show the people what can happen to a youngster who falls for Joe Solitaire's come-on tactics and starts playing his crooked punch board.
I've already done that, Chief. A three-column spread for page one is being set up right now.
Good. And keep a follow-up story going every day. There must be plenty of other youngsters who've got into trouble playing Solitaire's punch boards.
I'm ahead of you on that, too, Chief. Jim Olson and Tony Sloan dug up several stories. We're setting them up for day-by-day boxes on page one.
Fine. Now, here's the other thing. Where's Lois?
Well, she went home with Ronnie and his family to do a follow-up from that angle.
Oh. Well, as soon as she gets back, put her to work on a feature story for the woman's page.
Hey.
I want a story every day from her addressed to the mothers of Metropolis.
Good idea.
Showing the evils of punch boards. If 50,000 mothers will write or wire their representatives in the state legislature demanding that punch boards be outlawed, we'll get action on my bill and fast.
Hey, that's a great idea, Chief. And Lois can do the job like nobody's business.
I know she can. Get her busy on it at once. Oh, and one thing more, Kent.
Yes?
Here's your page one headline for tomorrow's edition. I want it bannered.
Okay. Let's see. Daily Planet declares war on Joe Solitaire. Hey, pretty definite, isn't it?
Yes, and I mean it. Let's see how that dirty racketeer likes this kind of opposition.
We'll be back in a moment to find out how Joe Solitaire takes this dynamic attack on his gambling empire. So stand by for the tense climax of today's episode.
Say, there's a stampede of Pep photo collectors. They're all rushing to get in on that brand new Pep photo series. Actual glossy photos of 18 radio and sports stars. Photos you get as a prize, one in every package of Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal.
That's right. Now, Pep brings you a different set of candid camera-sized photos to add to your collection. Brilliantly clear, lifelike photos of radio personalities and sports stars. For example, radio star Judy Canova and Dick Wakefield of the Detroit Tigers.
Remember, they're just two of the 18 top-notch stars in this gallery of celebrities. Every single photo's clear and sharp, printed on real glossy photographer's paper that takes lots of wear.
And these slick photos are just for you Pep fans. Nobody can buy them anywhere. Nobody can send away for them. But they're yours as an exclusive Pep prize. One in every package of Kellogg's Pep.
Correct. So keep the Pep packages coming in at your house and watch your photo collection grow. Before you know it, you'll have all 18 photos in this exciting series.
What's more, you'll be doing some mighty exciting eating at breakfast. Yes, the kind of delicious eating that makes you heap your bowl up with pep every morning.
So at every breakfast, eat Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. Super, as in Superman.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
In his stateroom on the palatial gambling yacht Lady Luck, anchored 3 miles off the coast of Metropolis, beyond the jurisdiction of the law, Joe Solitaire has turned away from his seemingly never-ending one-handed card game to read the late newspapers which Muscles, his henchman, has brought aboard.
Ain't that a laugh, boss? I mean about the Daily Planet.
Not funny, Muscles. The Planet's a very influential newspaper.
So what? They can't do nothing to us. Punchboards is legal in Metropolis. Even if the sucker kids can't win practically nothing on them.
You don't understand. Did you read this feature story by Lois Lane?
Nah, what for?
She writes a very moving story about Ronnie Thomas and other kids who got into serious trouble by playing our punchboards. A very moving story. I almost feel sorry for the little brats myself.
Oh, boss, you murder
this
me.
This can be serious, Muscles. Huh? Miss Lane asks all the mothers in Metropolis to write or wire their representatives in the state legislature, urging them to back Perry White's bill to make punchboards illegal.
So what? They won't get no place.
I think they might.
Go on. We got nothing to worry
Stop
about.
Stop saying that, you fool. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. You haven't a brain in your head, not a single solitary brain.
All right, boss.
He stands there and tells me we've nothing to worry about. Stupid can you be?
You mean this is really bad, boss?
It's very bad. If Miss Lane gets enough mothers to do as she asks, the legislature may pass Perry White's bill and we'll all be out of business.
Listen, the one I should take care of now, boss?
No, Muscles. You must be careful. Superman almost got us the last time, you know.
He won't get me this time, boss.
It can't be obvious. You've got to move fast, but very cleverly. Let me think now. I can find a way. Yes. Maybe.
Slumped in his chair, Joe Solitaire caresses his chin with one graceful, highly manicured hand, while the other beats a devil's tattoo on his knee. His pop eyes, pale, watery gray, like peeled grapes, are cold, calculating, venomous, as he considers first one plan and then another to destroy our friends and to save his vicious, lucrative racket. We know that Joe Solitaire is as cunning as a fox and as dangerous as a rattlesnake. What will he do? We'll find out in tomorrow's suspenseful, action-packed episode, fellows and girls. So be sure to listen. Tune in, same time, same station, for Chapter 14 of Pennies for Plunder on The Adventures of Superman.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine, and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. By the way, do you like candy?
Say, are you kidding?
Well, then, how about having Rice Krispies Marshmallow Squares?
Yes, how about that?
Well, just get somebody at home to make them for you. So easy to fix that quick as a minute, you get 24 crunchy, light marshmallow squares. Delicious all through with those toasted bubbles of rice, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Sure, this swell cereal double features in candy.
Okay, when do we eat?
Today. Just get someone to fix you Rice Krispies Marshmallow Squares. The recipe's right on the package of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. This program came from New York. Stay tuned now for Captain Midnight, which follows in a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.